the truth. Truth.
To you from the future, welcome to Blacklisted Radio. Seems like last week's show is this week's news, and maybe this week we will preview what's to happen next week. I swear, some of the big stories: Stormy Daniels.
Oh yeah,
the Trump pornographic tirade. that happened at Davos. The booze, all of these things. He being chased around in his tidy whities. Best story of the week, TMZ exclusive. One of the friends of Stormy Daniels said that during their 2006 affair, right after the birth, or right there leading up to the birth of Barron Trump, that he had an affair with Stormy Daniels, former porn star. Anyway, that's kind of the world that we live in. There's lots of, you know, politics itself is quite in the gutter this week. Stephen Wynn, big, powerful Republican money machine. He had to step down because of allegations of sexual harassment. On and on, more of the same. By the way, this is Blacklisted Radio. I'm your host, Doug Owen. It's good to be here. Sorry, going out into the weeds before we even get the show going. You can be part of the show through a multitude of ways. One, you can call us, 800-313-9443. Talk to Ken behind the glass producing the show. Hello, Ken. Hope you're having a good evening. You can text us, 512-222-3067. That's the text line. Of course, you can join myself, the trolls, the ambassadors, and anybody who'd like to join in at blacklistedradio.com. Plenty of stuff there for you. Lots of exclusive content, cool stuff, interviews that we will be doing, I hope, in 2018. We'll see. So, yeah, I wanted to start off the show with the machinations of Davos. World leaders, including Donald Trump, billionaires, were iced in over the weekend. They went to Davos to talk about world issues, things that rich people, philanthropists, can do something about with their money and their hubris. They have big plans to save planet Earth. So one of the headlines, boos as Donald Trump attacks fake media during Davos speech. Now, this is almost like a sit down. It's not really a podium speech per se, but he's having a talk and it's a one-on-one session being televised, of course. And he mentions, you know, fake media, and there was a lot of laughs. I think there was a couple like, ooh, oh, whoa. But it wasn't like people were like, boo this man, you're a retard, get off the stage. There was none of that. So a lot of, you know, I mean, the headline does a lot for people that don't just actually click onto the video and watch it. You can go to blacklistednews.com. We put it up there. There's also this notion that this globalist kind of on-and-on rant from George Soros has upstaged Donald Trump's speech. And some people are going out on a limb, I would say, and, you know, talking about how Donald Trump's speech was so profound, one of the best speeches ever, blah, 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 blah. And, I mean, it was fine. it's Donald Trump-esque. I don't know what else to say about it. It was to the point. It used a very, very simplistic speech. Anybody can, you know, follow along, and you know, it's more Donald Trump. But, you know, the people out there that just attacked this left and right, pretty funny. The Duran had the exclusive. George Soros ignored at Davos during his globalist rant, and there's a couple images here from a cover of the New Yorker, how George Soros upstaged Donald Trump at Davos. And here's another one, how George Soros took center stage at Davos. Gateway Pundit reports, the far-left New Yorker magazine published a report on Friday titled How George Soros Upstaged Donald Trump at Davos. New Yorker was hoping to convince Americans that the far-left billionaire George Soros somehow upstaged the American president. Soros spoke to a disinterested and distracted room. No one paid attention to the left-wing billionaire. So there's actually a picture there. Go to blacklistednews.com. It's at the top of the page right now. And it shows all these people, one guy comatose, one guy looking at phone, everybody's staring at their tablets. Nobody's actually listening or paying attention to what George, they may be recording him and they might listen to a little bit of it and get some clips, maybe a cliff note for, these, publications, but not even the New Yorker, reporter is really paying attention to George Soros. So, what came out of Davos? The Canadians are now going to be testing a digital ID system that was unveiled to the world at the World Economic Forum there in Davos. The digital ID system that uses blockchain biometrics to screen travelers. So here you go. The mark of the beast was pretty much – I mean I don't think it's really an embellishment. I mean, this is where we're going to a national ID. And, you know, if you've been paying attention to the immigration debate, that's one of the concessions, possibly giving amnesty along with a national ID. And we've talked about real ID for a long time. And it's something that the states have been slow to implement due to not just lack of funding, federal funding, you know, unfunded mandate. But you know, I guess I was talking about this, you know, 10 years ago, ultimately having a biometric identification, system that is a global ID. And that's ultimately what, this is, going to be launched at the World Economic Forum meeting in Davos, Switzerland. The known traveler identity, digital identity system aims to exploit an array of emerging technologies, including biometrics, blockchain, and artificial intelligence to boost cross-border security, reduce the threat of cyber terrorism, okay, and streamline international travel. I could see that maybe the latter, but as far as you know, fighting cyber terrorism, it's just one of these buzzwords they throw in there. Hey, you know, we can have this, you know, authenticated digital ID, just like, well, could be used in the UK. They're going to make you prove that you are 21 years of age to view pornographic material on the internet. One of the other things about the internet, George Soros, in his globalist rant, said that Google and Facebook need to be regulated. A couple prominent people, including the CEO of pretty prominent CEO, mentioned that you know this social media revolution should be monitored and regulated like the cigarette companies. Social media companies should be under the same scrutiny. And that's debatable. I mean, if you go to blacklistednews.com right now, you can see we have an article that links to cryptogon.com, a piece directly associating teen mental health issues deteriorating over the last 5 years, and there is a likely culprit. All signs point to the amount of time that you spend on your screen. Mark Zuckerberg, facing the reality that less and less people are going to Facebook, is looking to revamp those connections. We talked about it a little bit last week, how the media was freaking out about this push to extort media companies to pay more money to get into people's feeds. And all of the rhetoric that came out of the 2016 election. Think about it. Yeah, he took office. We're already a year into it. And you know that Facebook was, along with the Russian Twitter bots, were responsible for swinging the election away from Hillary Clinton, who was to be anointed Queen of America. And somehow or another, we ended up with Donald Trump. So Facebook under a lot of pressure, and of course, you know, Mark Zuckerberg has been grooming himself to be a potential political candidate. Saw that. What's his face? Dennis Kucinich, sorry, from Ohio, is going to run again to be the governor of Ohio. He has a black female running mate, and there's a good chance that this anti-GMO, pro-cannabis, pro-freedom, I mean, regardless of whether you knick-knack his politics, I mean, you know, there's a lot to be said for Dennis Kucinich. I think he's one of the good guys out there in politics. So I don't necessarily, I mean, it's like Jesse Ventura. I mean, he's a good guy, regardless of whether or not you agree with him and everything that he says, and you think he's a, you know, a perfect person. He's better than a lot of the people out there. Anyway, so that kind of came from Davos, international global ID systems being unveiled using blockchain. You know, lots and lots and lots and lots of talk about Bitcoin, Ethereum, crypto coins, initial coin offerings, hacking, the underbelly of the digital coin revolution. You know, I was talking with a friend of mine, actually, you know, one of the people that really does help me keep the infrastructure for blacklistednews.com and this radio show together. We were talking about, you know, how graphics cards are so expensive now because everybody's crypto mining and using all these huge resources to create this digital wealth creation through virtual mining. You just think about the resources and the amount of just energy, not time, or necessarily, you know, you don't have to quantify it by electricity, but just the amount of energy to create something that's digital outside of the state regulated currency. Where it goes, who knows? But a lot of people wish that they would have invested when they could, I guess, into Bitcoin. But, you know, just, you know, it's kind of surreal, really, when you think about it. You remove yourself from it and you say, wow, it's a lot of effort to create these digital coins that, you know, can be very, very profitable, but they, you know, exist only in electronic devices. I mean, that's a digital currency. And that's something that I've, you know, toyed with. There's the ever-ending debate about whether it's better than the Federal Reserve note. You know, is it more – right now it's so hard to use it as a currency just because of high transaction fees and the like, because of the amount of people getting into the space and, you know, the amount of speculation. It's probably not really functioning as a usable currency. They just recently held a Bitcoin convention, a big one, and people couldn't use Bitcoin to pay for their passes because, you know, the transaction fees were somewhere in the range of $16 or whatnot. So I don't know how useful it is to people out there, but the blockchain obviously has a lot of value when it comes to this ever-expanding digital stream, this DNA, this growing, weaving DNA that is the blockchain. Or at least that's what it looks like when I imagine it. So, yeah, that's what they probably talk a lot about. Bitcoin. What are we going to do? Should we invest? Should we embrace? How do we regulate? How do we take control? How do we, you know, take away the anonymity or the, you know, assumption of anonymity? How do we get rid of that? One of the things we focused on a lot the last few days, and it's not really intentional, although it probably created a lot of angst. I look at some of the comments and the amount of comments on some of these articles. And, you know, when we're talking about immigration in this country, when it comes to security, border security, you'll hear all the time that the country you want to look to for security is Israel. You know, the New York Police Department has a branch in Israel. It's crazy as that sounds. The FBI directly works with Israeli Mossad intelligence, intelligence gathering and sharing, all of that. And when it comes to border security, a lot of people point at the success. You know, I know some of you are throwing apples right now. No, this is, I mean, you know, turn on neocon news radio. You'll hear people like Bill Kristol or Buck Sexton talking about how great they do with border security and the things that they do with immigration. And as much as you hear about, you know, how horrible the U.S. policies, especially under Donald Trump, are to immigrants, illegal immigrants, or just that whole process, the ICE enforcement aspect, and how that's ramped up over the last 12 months, you're not going to hear probably any of these stories. Israel is going to pay civilians $9,000 to capture African migrants. Now, this would be a huge story, and you would hear the liberal media especially going after Israel for being an apartheid state, and this is just, I mean, horrific, the human rights aspect to this, and having, you know, mercenary freedom fighters chasing down or perceived freedom fighters chasing down these African migrants. Israel, this is from Haaretz, is hiring civilian immigration inspectors to crack down on illegal aliens and their employers, marking a turning point in the Middle Eastern nation's relationship with migrants and refugees. You want them to come to the United States. Chuck Schumer wants you to live next door to them, but not so much in Israel. In an advertisement this month, the Population and Immigration Authority said it would pay up to 30,000 Israeli shekels. It's $8,845 for civilians to carry out an enterprise of national importance that included undertaking enforcement tasks against migrants that involved detecting, investigating, and arresting them. So they're basically deputizing people to do this for the state. Candidates are expected to start March 2018, a month before the country starts its designated voluntary process to return migrants to their country of origin. I like how they designate this as voluntary. The move comes a few weeks after Israel said it would help purchase tickets, obtain travel documents, and give $3,500 to Afghan illegal migrants to leave. So at least you get a payday. some of the cities around here, Dallas and Houston, Texas, send their undesirables, their transient, homeless, and usually mentally challenged people on the streets to Austin, where we have some bleeding hearts that welcome them in with open arms. And it, you know, it's not that I don't have compassion, and it's not that I think that it's a good thing, but there's a lot of people that, you know, think it's great. You know, bus those people that we don't want to look at out of the cities. You know, kind of going back to a gilded age where this park's not for you. It's not just for anybody. This is for the people that have a little wealth, and those that don't have anything. It's going to be it's fine. We'll pay you lip service, but we don't want to see you. We don't want you hanging out downtown. And it's an ongoing issue. It's a problem here. You know, we talk about it a lot. The Austin microcosm. They have this place called the Arch, and all the homeless, most of which are crazy. For lack of a better psychiatric designation, they're crazy people, schizophrenics, a whole variety of mental health issues, along with drug addiction and homelessness, and they bring them right down to the drinking district and the tourist district. It's not nearly as it's not fun if you're there and you're in fear, and it's a great place to prey on drunk college kids. Creates a bad situation. And that's what you have when you have illegal immigration. You have what they have in Israel. You have issues. Now, the solutions, sometimes they're a lot worse than the problem. And this one's pretty Orwellian. We'll talk about it more. Other things, forcibly injecting African migrants. We'll tell you with what on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's Blacklisted Radio.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel: great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer: it works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, welcome back. It's Blacklisted Radio. Yeah, pretty excited. We did some technical upgrades over the weekend. So, you know, one of the things that happened is that my favorite lamp went out. And so it's kind of throwing me off a little bit. Usually I have the ambiance set up here in the studio. I have the lights out with the lamp on. It sets the mood. And so it's much brighter. And apparently the audio sounds a little better to Ken on that end. So for the streaming Republic Broadcasting listeners, that's a Benny right there. 800-313-9443 is the number to join us. Now, we're talking about Israel and, well, what they're doing with their undesirables. Israel is paying civilians. They're deputizing them, giving them $9,000 to capture African migrants. And this is creating a Gestapo, a secret police, where you have these people doing investigations, searching out, hunting for Afghan migrants. I mean, it really does feel kind of Stalin-esque. Now, you know, when you talk about Israel, a lot of people you know, blame everything that happens on Israel and Jews in general. I'm not one of those people. I hold individuals accountable for their individual crimes. And, you know, the problem I think that a lot of people, even the mainstream media, have is that you really can't win when you talk about Israel, because if you know, you talk about it, the people that really are anti-Israel, you can never really be anti-Israel enough for them. And the people that think if you're even somewhat critical of the state, you are automatically an anti-Semite, you know, just discussing the topic puts you into you know, that box for a lot of people. But the amount of people on Twitter that were supportive and thought that this is something that seems like, you know, a good idea, and that we should do it in the U.S. Actually, we've got some thumbs up, surprisingly. People said, well, this is what we should do with illegal aliens here. And when you have a, you know, an unemployed populace of people looking for a payday, you know, this is government shovel-ready projects, if you will, you know, getting people back to work. Some of you may actually support this. Israel forcibly injected African immigrants with birth control. Report claims this weekend, a report revealing that African women that were immigrating to Israel were subjected to a mandatory contraceptive injection, effectively amounting to forced, if temporary, sterilization, made global headlines. Probably didn't make your evening news. This is something that's not really that shocking. And the United States is only a few decades removed from the forced sterilization of non-desirables, people immigrating to this country. You know, look at the long racist history of Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger, and on. And you can see the agenda is very clear. It's apparent. And it's just, you know, it's archetypal racism. It is the archetype. And the fact that the media is castrated by their owners and corporate sponsors, you're not going to hear a lot of you know, negative comments about what Israel's doing, even though it's far more heinous than anything under the U.S. Trump administration. Same thing with Mexico. You know, they don't like illegal immigrants. We actually spend a lot of money helping them keep those El Salvadorians and Hondurans at bay. So that was interesting. Another piece when it comes to Israel, might as well just throw it out here. There's a new book that strongly suggests that Israel has assassinated more people than any other country in the world. Poisoned with toothpaste and exploding phones, Israel linked to 2,700 assassination operations in its short history, 70 years here on planet Earth. And they even go as far as to suggest maybe stoking the flames of the conspiracy that radiation poisoning was used by Mossad to kill Yasser Arafat. Not shocking for most of you. That's why you're listening to Blacklisted Radio. More on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
All right, welcome back. It's Blacklisted Radio. You can call in 800-313-9443, or you can tweet the show. BLN Radio is the handle. So we're talking a little bit about Israel, some of the headlines here. You know, obviously, a lot of people, you know, point to the fact that there are a lot of prominent Jewish people in positions of power in banking, notably from the chat room. Somebody said that, look at all of these companies like Google. They're Jewish-owned companies. Now, you know, there's a lot of prominent Jews. I don't think that they necessarily all get together and have one unified agenda. I think most of them have the agenda of creating as much power and wealth for themselves as possible and being part of an in-group of people that have access. Same thing with, you know, a lot of people in media wanting access. Being, you know, invited to things like Davos, so that, you know, you're perceived as powerful and you have that edge. And so, sure, there's a lot of people that are pretty unscrupulous that make their ways to the positions of power. At the end of the day, you know, regardless of who's in control I've always looked at myself and said, you know, I control my own destiny. I'm going to have it as well as I can here on planet Earth for as long as I can. And so it's not to negate the people, the roles of power. But, you know, George Soros is a scumbag. He's not going to make me enjoy the smile of my 1-year-old any less. I don't know. There you go. But when it comes to genocide, we always hear about the Holocaust. Very rarely do we hear about Native Americans or even the genocide of Aboriginal, the colonization, the colonialism of the 18th and 17th and 16th centuries. But when it comes to, you know, Hitler and that whole World War II thing, people are still pretty sensitive about it. Not so much about Genghis Khan killing, 20 million plus people because, that is passed on. But the selective choice of criticism away from Israel and some of the really horrible apartheid things shows you that there is an absolute bias. And there is a media bias. There's plenty of people that know that Israel does lots of things that they should not, and they have their hands in just about everything when it comes to Middle Eastern policy, neoconservatism, and the U.S. policy. They have a heavy hand, and that's why we have the quagmire that we have in Afghanistan throughout the Middle East. That's why we have ISIS. Saw this SNL skit, Will Ferrell's back. And he had a very popular skit, once again being George W. Bush. And he reminds us how bad he was. You know, the liberals love him already. And he was somebody who outsourced U.S. policy to the neocons, the Bill Kristols, the Wolfowitzes, the Hadleys of his generation. But he reminded us that the – you know, just think about this. Under George W. Bush – the stock market was at 8,000. Okay, we're at 26,000 today, which seems impossible, but it's true. Reminded us of, that he was the creator of ISIS. You know, who's to blame for ISIS? He starts pointing, this guy. So it reminds us, of all how quickly people forget and move on from, real true war criminals, Dick Cheney, Wolfowitz, all of these guys. And then they focus on the corruption of Hillary Clinton and, where that goes. I mean, there's a lot of things that are coming out, the text messages, the secret society that was within the FBI that met. And, of course, the memo talking about these missing and now found text messages of FBI elite plotting against Donald Trump and secretly off the record using burner phones. I mean, it's something of a Tom Clancy novel, and it's very uninteresting. Yeah. Did they really, really want to get Hillary in? Were they working in concert to this is the thing. They hoped that Hillary would get in. That way they wouldn't have to worry about covering up all the crimes committed. Now, let's not forget her maid was in the bathroom on her laptop printing off classified documents. Let's not forget that all of that classified info popped up on sexual predator Anthony Weiner's laptop. I mean, I could go on about all the stuff that's been lost and found and on. We'll see. Don't get too excited about the Clintons, that was one of the things with the Stormy Daniels thing. Well, it wasn't so much that, but now there's allegations that Donald Trump used campaign money to pay her the $160,000 hush money, and campaign finance laws. I could think about when I think about campaign finance, I think about Bernie Sanders feeling the burn from the DNC and Debbie Wasserman Schultz He made headlines, had over a million people tune in online to listen to him to talk about socialized medicine. People are excited. They think the government's doing a good job, and they want more government intervention in their healthcare. Meanwhile, just look across the pond. It's good for a lot of people, but there's a lot of people in desperate need of organs and things that kind of waste away in the hallways of the medical health system there. But everybody's got a utopia. A lot of people excited about that. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out if this tax break is going to be advantageous to me. I've talked about this. I don't know. Apparently, it's creating lots and lots of jobs, and people are getting bonuses, because of the Trump tax cuts. I'm a skeptic. Saw this, thought it was, I don't know, interesting. Disney mind control slaves, often a topic here on Blacklisted Radio. Another Disney teen actor goes nuts. What's in the water, my friends? Moment Disney star Adam Hicks, 25, holds up a terrified victim at gunpoint before fleeing an SUV. The video at blacklistednews.com. Child actor and his 23-year-old girlfriend faced charges for armed robbery following a SWAT team arrest. But, a lot of you are like, who the hell's Adam Hicks? Of course, I don't know who Adam Hicks is. I didn't watch a lot of those teen videos or whatnot. TMZ, of course, has the exclusive here. But interestingly enough, this is just the latest in a string of Disney kids going wild. The 25-year-old actor and girlfriend – oh, wait. Did I snip it? Did I miss it? Anyway, they had some links here. At least we did, to some of these other kids basically going crazy, stealing money, doing drugs. There's a lot of people that believe these people are groomed in MK Ultra. People like Britney Spears, they go and they shave their heads like Katy Perry, and they have mental breakdowns on TV. And then, well, my wife would be the first to tell you that they have to go back to their handlers and get reprogrammed every once in a while. I don't know if I believe the conspiracy theory that much, but I like entertaining it because it's fun. Disney is definitely a CIA propaganda wing, and if you look at the role the CIA played in the creation of Disneyland and obtaining the land in Florida for Disney World, very interesting story. I mean, Disney is, was instrumental in creating war support, or we could call it, domestic relations. That's what some would call it. Propaganda is a more blatant term. People don't like it when you say propaganda because it seems like something that the Russians would do. But anyway, who knows? Who knows? The story goes on. A good friend of mine, when I ran Oracle Broadcasting from 2000, I want to say 8 to 13, 5-year stint, this gentleman, Freeman, who's wildly popular on the internet, had a whole series and some documentaries they did about Disney mind slaves. Pretty compelling stuff. I mean, it's a weird world we live in, and for you out there that are skeptics, you should entertain it. It's kind of interesting to see this. Story that I saw today from Boing Boing that just kind of it kind of dovetails with another story. This one quarter of New Orleans' catch basins were clogged to uselessness with 93,000 pounds of plastic Mardi Gras beads. They say the city of New Orleans has spent $7 million since September vacuuming the beads out of 15,000 of the city's 64,000 catch basins, which is runoff basins for water. And if you've ever been to New Orleans, there's so many great things to say about it. The one thing that you can say about downtown is that it's pretty skanky, but it makes perfect sense. So anyway, going through the story, looking at it, NOLA.com, Bo Evans has an original 46 tons of Mardi Gras beads found in clogged catch basins. And for any of you that's listened to this show for a length of time, I mean, my biggest concern for the environment is absolutely plastics. It's something – I rail on this, so if you've heard it before, if you've been listening, I'm sorry. But basically in the last 55 years, we created enough plastic to wrap the Earth three times, four times, five times over with an inch thick. And we've all heard the stories about the huge trash islands that are floating, and you just, what do you do with it all? I think that's what our generation will be defined as by people that look back, anthropologists that look at our consumer society, our planned obsolescence of electronics, and the next 200, 300 years will be people figuring out ways to clean up what we're doing, what we've done in such a short amount of time. So another story came out. Actually, it was a big story that the coral reefs, especially in the coasts off of Asia, the Pacific as well, the coral reefs are dying because of microplastics inundating and suffocating the coral reefs. And it's just amazing how much plastic trash, especially, it's not great here in the U.S. It's not great, but it's not nearly as bad as in China the Asian and African coastlines, where you just have huge amounts of just raw naked capitalism at its finest, just polluting into these rivers that ultimately lead into the ocean. It's a huge environmental concern, and I don't have unfortunately, when you talk about these things, people are like, well, what do you think you should do? What do you think you should do? Like, well, we should really think about plastic. Everybody's worried about global warming and glaciers. I think plastic is going to be, and looking at these beads, last week, probably late last year, we were talking about how glitter is just one of the worst things that gets into the water systems, and that the wastewater, gray water systems, the filtration that your city does to produce fresh water is filled with not only glitter, which is a bad thing, but lots of drugs from all the people they're using, eating, ingesting, and then defecating and peeing drugs into the water system. So unfortunately, we live in a world where we all have a measurable amount of plastic, BPA in our blood, and good chance if you're drinking something out of the tap, or even if you're filtering it just a little bit, you're drinking drugs, at least in microdoses. So there you go. Speaking of drugs, might as well go here. Florida lawmakers introduce HPV vaccine mandate bill. Well, Texas and Florida have lots of parallels. Governor Rick Perry, now the energy secretary, we never hear from, who's making absolutely no headlines. You can read about it all online, but basically he took some big-time money from HPV vaccine manufacturers, and they were trying to pass a law not only to force mandate HPV vaccines on all girls, I think 12 and up, under the guise of women's cancer prevention. And part of this is the SB 1551 that's coming out of Florida. More than likely driven by lobbyists, but they wanted to give it to boys too. They see a huge opportunity. One of the huge transitions from creating antibiotics and other life-saving medicines that are one-time uses. If you need some kind of crazy antibiotic combination to kill something in your body. Well, you may need that once, probably if you're, and if that doesn't work, you're probably dead. But vaccines you can give to everybody. Everybody needs a vaccine. So there's so much more profit in those type of drugs, and in a profit-driven model. There's Pfizer NASCARs. People spend a lot more money on the erectile dysfunction drugs than they do on heart medications. I mean, you look at the cholesterol stuff like Crestor. It's huge because there's a huge market of baby boomers that need these medications. A lot more profit there. So anyway, HPV vaccine, Bill, I mean, we've seen some of the neurological effects. Do they affect everybody? No, but I don't think this is the live virus that was talked about a lot in some of the previous versions of the HPV vaccine. Safety, efficacy, none of those things I could really discuss because I'm not a doctor. But anything that is forced upon you when the government tells you that you have to or else, that's tyranny, my friends. Quick break. We'll be back on the other side to close up shop, final calls and your tweets in moments. Stay tuned.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Wanted more time to do what you.
Well, a lot of people love to be critical of the United States government, and somehow I've found a loving relationship with Vladimir Putin, because I think, at least this is my take, that Vladimir Putin seems like he's standing up to the quote-unquote, the proverbial New World Order, that he is a monkey wrench in the gears of globalization, and that he's the X factor. A lot of people thought that with Donald Trump, and you know, I don't know. I don't know where you land on that now. You out there, Trump supporters, how you feel about him a year into the Trump presidency. I'm sure some of the sycophants are excited, and the people that were horrified are even more horrified. But there's this love lust. And I got some feedback. Actually got an email because we posted this article. Police raid Moscow theater that screened banned Death of Stalin. Thought's interesting, you know, to look at you know, something that we believe in here in the United States, at least I do, some of you probably do, that is the First Amendment. Freedom of the press, freedom to speak, freedom to criticize, freedom to challenge. Well, not so much. In Russia, they believe that there is a moral degradation and that they need morality laws. We used to have those here in the United States. Some of you blue hairs, curmudgeons out there probably think that it's a good idea to have burqa bans and have people on the beaches, making sure that you're well covered, maintaining decency, the FCC maintaining wholesomeness, and giving you licenses like the FCC based on family values, community interest, things like that. You know, whether or not that's a place in the government, that's a debate. I don't think it belongs there. I think that people can create their own morality, and if you don't like a program, if you think it's too gross, like many of them on the television today, you turn it off. You don't need the FCC or some big brother helping you out. So got this email. And this guy's like, see, oh, you're trying. I see your agenda. You're trying to demonize Russia despite all the great things that they're doing in Syria, around the world, and they're standing up to the New World Order, and you're here criticizing them. It's not really criticism on my part, because they're very straightforward in what they believe and why they believe it, and why you have this theological government. You have the church that's very powerful alongside the state, instrumental in getting Putin elected. And, you know, it's kind of, whether or not they're doing good things or better things than the World Economic Forum crew, that remains to be seen. Just don't forget, they are the Russians. You know, don't think that Vladimir Putin isn't the KGB spy or obviously one of the smartest, because he now holds a almost permanent residence as the premier or whatever new role he gives himself. You know, just this week, a few of the most popular opposition to Vladimir Putin, one of the opposition leaders, was arrested. And his son-in-law, who divorced his daughter, he lost half of his billions of dollars that he got because he was Vladimir Putin's son-in-law. Check out the headlines. And, you know, make sure that you aren't falling for the bias, and you're not blinding yourself because you think that, you know, don't hearify these politicians, especially Vladimir Putin or even Donald Trump for that matter. Definitely remain skeptical. That's what I do. All right, guys, thank you for being part of the show. Go to blacklistedradio.com. Support us. Support your local station that you're listening to, Republic Broadcasting. Ken, thank you so much for producing the show. I'll be back next week for another live edition of Blacklisted Radio. Until then, take care.
CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.